parish meeting of Ulster Parish Council. We have an agenda before us, and it starts with the chairman's report, which I will start reading, and then the proper officer and that will pick it up and do a couple of pages. Right, the chairman's report for the annual parish meeting usually covers the council's activities during the previous year. This report, though, will start just in thanking all those involved over the past 2.5 years in the way that the council and volunteers rose to the challenge of the COVID pandemic and helped the community. In the early stages of the pandemic, there were problems for those shielding and isolating. This meant a task that was there in providing food and medicines. What is really heartwarming is that there are so many volunteers stepping forward to do shopping and pharmacy runs. It eventually transpired that all those that requested help were quickly catered for. Generous donations also from residents helped spread the burden. So it's good to open this report with such a positive message. Oldsford has the most amazing volunteers. Moving now to the last parish year, we can report on council business generally and some of the achievements and some areas that still need addressing. Last year, the precept was calculated for this year. The precept is the local tax the parish council is charged by law to enable them to operate. The money raised in Oldsford pays for staff maintaining 50 or so street lights, 36 visitings, the 2 bus shelters, the community pavilion, the playing field, the play area, all community access areas, the allotments, and all the other local provisions and services, including a police community support officer. As housing development increases, the spread of the taxation burden means that individual households pay less individually. However, more residents does mean more pressure on the infrastructure, so some costs do increase. We increased the precept for this year by 2%, but due to this spreading of the tax burden, a 4% cut in the individual tax for bandy equivalent households was a welcome feature of our financial planning. The neighbourhood plan. Oldsford was the first area in Tendring to have a neighbourhood plan in place. The referendum poll for the community to decide whether to adopt the Oldsford Parish Council neighbourhood plan was held last year, and the result was a resounding yes. 96% of those that voted want to see the adoption of the plan. So that now Tendring District Council is bound in law to refer to the Oldsford Parish Council Neighbourhood Plan when determining planning applications. Although the Neighbourhood Plan project was a Parish Council initiative, it would not have progressed without the superb input from the non-council members of the steering group. Their contribution was enormous and crucial. Engagement from residents in the surveys and the vote was essential and required extra work at the final stages of the Neighbourhood Plan process during the height of the COVID pandemic. So well done to all involved in the neighbourhood plan. Mr Cook, would you be kind enough to pick up?
I will indeed. Moving on to highways, road safety and the impact of speeding vehicles continues to be a concern to residents and councillors alike. Essex County Council Highways rejected both of the Parish Council's applications to address speed limits in Cockaynes Lane and on the B1027. To challenge this rejection, we employed as a council an independent highways consultant, and reports from the consultant now received on both roads are heavily in favour of speed limit and other changes. In addition, concerned residents raised a petition themselves for a 30 miles per hour speed limit where the B1027 passes through Arlesford. We now hope that Essex Highways has a change of mind, but we know we have a difficult task as there is a poor record of Essex Highways reducing speed limits, even when communities request that they do so. The new policies that are promised on a revised speed management strategy may help our cause. The Parish Council now has a mobile, demountable, vehicle-activated sign that has a visual speed indicator device together with data collection capabilities. This device will be put to good use at particular hotspots. The Localism Act has enabled devolution of some highways matters to parish and town councils who have entered a devolution scheme. Arlesford entered the scheme and has benefited by being able to carry out minor highways works, such as additional roadside hedge cutting and road sign repairs. Our costs for replacing signs are far less than Essex County Council, and so by our council carrying out works, we save the council taxpayer money. For example, each new road sign renewal costs Essex County Council £500 when all the costs are factored in. The Parish Council has renewed some signs for less than £100. We voted to experiment with dealing with the curbstone issues in a part of the village where, due to poor construction methods dating back to the 1960s, curbstones became detached from the road and pavements. There are few companies that are authorised to do this work, and we've suffered an unexpected delay in starting the project due to the death of the proprietor of the company we chose to work with. Work should, though, commence this summer. Flooding issues were also highlighted during the year in several village locations, and drain blockages and capacity problems seem to be the main cause. The Parish Council raises these matters with Essex County Council Highways via our County Councillor Alan Gogging, who always follows up any request made of him by this council. There are many highways issues that need to be resolved in the village, including the poor state of pavements, and these issues are found across the county, and many would agree that investment in basic infrastructure is urgently needed. On minerals and waste, Aylesford has and continues to be a centre for aggregate quarrying and processing, and the resultant fishing lakes from this quarrying process are seen around the outskirts of the village. In times past, bulk sand was transported from Aylesford Creek via sand barges. However, road transport is now the only way that aggregates are moved in our area, and the movement of the large vehicles does produce noise, dust, and in some cases danger. We know we have to live with some unwanted elements of the mineral and waste industry, but excessively heavy vehicle movements can be environmentally and socially damaging. The Bridle Path, our only public right-of-way Bridle Path, near Brett's Works, is not always a pleasant walk or ride when there are so many heavy trucks passing so close, and the Parish Council is in discussion with the aggregate operators to see what measures can be taken to lessen the impact of these vehicles. Many residents have raised concerns about the daily truck movement rates and their speeds. Consultation and discussions are ongoing. Poor planning regulation in times past has not helped matters, but the council is working on measures to address a range of issues. On the playing field and the public realm, some wonderful suggestions have been received from parents as to what new play equipment would be beneficial, and we await our share of Section 106 money to see what we can then afford to meet that need. There was an increase in regular littering on the field and play areas over the summer holidays, and our litter picker, the handyman, and volunteers were kept perhaps a little too busy. We do ask that parents and guardians instruct their children that the many litter bins provided do have a purpose. In and around Aylesford there are 36 litter bins. All bins can be used for general litter and dog waste, though no dogs are allowed on the playing field. They're emptied twice a week at a usual cost per parish council bin of approximately £80 per year. We pay this to Tendring District Council. If a bin is missed for emptying, then that soon becomes apparent, so we ask that the parish council office is contacted to report this. The public realm of our village does need improving, and we are employing a consultant to plan what can be done with judicious landscaping and tree planting. We need the consultant's expertise, as that will help with grant applications to fund the works. The Parish Council cannot thank the volunteers from the football club enough for the voluntary work they do to the main play area, pitch, playing field, and keeping it all in such amazing condition. A real labour of love, and it shows. Defibrillators. The village has two publicly accessible defibrillators. Automatic emergency defibrillators are the type that we use. One is in a yellow cabinet outside the post office in Station Road, and the other is in a similar cabinet mounted on the village hall wall. Both have been used on a number of occasions since the council obtained them 5 years ago. The East of England Ambulance Service is the main user, but members of the public have also had to employ these life-saving devices. A new system run by the British Heart Foundation notifies a nominated councillor when they've been used, so that pads and batteries can be checked and then the units are brought back online. Taylor Wimpey and Staunton Gate. A number of residents have asked when the Parish Council will open the new allotments, and the answer to that is that we're still awaiting the handover of the Parish Council from the site owners, and we as a Parish Council are doing everything we can to resolve that delay. The issue largely seems to be that Taylor Wimpey needs to finalise works and have them signed off by the Planning Authority, Tendring District Council, and Essex Highways before the allotment land can be handed over to the Parish Council. We are really sorry for this delay, as there are clearly very keen gardeners who are frustrated and who bought properties with the expectation of having an allotment nearby. St. Peter's Church. Using our new legal powers, we've been able to assist the church authorities and Essex County Council in improving the churchyard at St. Peter's. Rotten and damaged fencing has been replaced by our handyman, and trees are being attended to. Sadly, a number of elm trees died and replacement trees will need to be planted. Yew trees are now shaped and the whole area is improved. The parking area next to the war memorial will have repairs carried out and fresh gravel will be laid.
Thank you, Councillor. Yeah, thank you very much for doing that. Policing. Alstead funds a PCSO, as many will be aware, but at the moment, sickness and operational reasons has meant our regular PCSO, Julia Brandon, is not on duty, and we are reliant on non-council funded officers. Alstead Parish Council has voted also to have a community special council in addition to our PCSO. Previously, there were considerable costs for a village having its own police special, but now the only cost is travel and subsistence allowance for these police volunteers. Unfortunately, to date, there's not been a single applicant. Public rights of way. Volunteers who operate under the Parish Council Parish Paths Partnership, or P3, scheme tackle many of our crossfield footpaths. Volunteers tackle crossfield footpaths that require brambles, hedging and grass to be cut back, and have worked tirelessly over the year as the number of walkers, and in particular dog walkers, has grown significantly. We are indebted to their service to the community. The environment. We all realise now that we are confronted by a climate emergency and that we simply cannot continue operating as though we can ignore the human impact on our climate. Also, Parish Council has declared acceptance that we are in a climate emergency, and a number of projects are underway so that also is playing a part regarding environmental issues. A double EV charge point for the car park is the latest project. Also, we have LED lighting for all Alston Parish Council street lights and pavilion lighting, and also tree planting is underway. The addition of a specialist Tetra Pak recycling bin and borehole extracting water are two further projects we have progressed. Concern about petrol and diesel engine fumes at the rail crossing from vehicles waiting has produced a poster campaign that is advertising drivers to switch off. Further environmental projects are now being considered. The clerk, proper officer and other staff. Clerk and proper officer Michelle Salazar left the council last year due to a family relocation to Norfolk. She had served the council and community for 7 years and contributed greatly, especially in maintaining high standards for the play area and helping the council gain a nationally recognised foundation award for council business. In addition, she was part of the team that guided Alstead to achieve category winners in the Essex Village, joint category winners in Essex Village of the Year in 2019. Replacing Michelle is Mr. Matt Cook, who was selected to join the council staff by a panel from the Personnel Committee. We thank our Assistant Clerk, Angela Baxter, for covering council business during the staff transitional period. Matt has passed his introductory exams and has now been with us for 6 months. Our part-time handyman, Mr. Thompson, left recently and will be greatly missed for his expertise. We are advertising his position as having an in-house handy person makes economic and practical sense for the many smaller jobs to crop up. Awards. In Alstead, over the last 10 years, we have been recognised across Essex and nationally for a range of achievements. Alstead won Essex Village of the Year in 2012 and tied for Essex Village of the Year in its class in 2019. Although the Parish Council enters these competitions and is interviewed by the judges and has to reach their exacting standards, these awards have been community awards to so many other bodies involved. The Church, the Village Hall Committee, Alstead Cone Rangers Football Club, the Pointer, and numerous other organisations and individuals have all contributed to these significant awards that show what a great community structure we have in Alstead. Long may it continue. In the past year, the Essex Playing Field Association judges placed the Alstead playing fields and play areas in second place out of 200 others in the Playing Field of the Year competition. Looking ahead, we are fortunate in Alstead to have a number of experienced parish councillors and capable new councillors, plus support volunteers and staff of a very high calibre. We can all only do so much though, and we do ask that if residency issues around the village they think need addressing, they report them to us. If we cannot directly help, we can often find someone that can get things done. Very often the council is approached about a matter where an instant answer cannot be given, as most important decision making has to be made by law at a council meeting. This can be frustrating, but it is part of the local democratic process. This coming parish year, there are intentions to not only maintain what we have, but to use council funds wisely, together with grants, to further improve facilities and services. The council is very grateful for the support it receives. That concludes the chairman's report. I have just a few slides that those gathered before us may wish to see. Okay, basically, what have we got? We've got five slides just showing some of the work at St Peter's. If you want to zip through those. So I think most of us have seen
the new fence.
The car park, which we've got to do some work on, another view of the fence, which a lot of people have really appreciated that's been done. And also some of the clearance, because that was totally overgrown with brambles, and that has been nicely, and it looks even neater than that now, because that was taken not long after it was first cut.
Just spotted R.J. Thompson's gravestone.
Three down to a cross. And maybe that might not come out too well on the recording, we might have to edit that. just another couple of views. Now we come on to something we've done under the Highways Evolution. Now we had some really awful road signs. It's just a few slides to show the improvements we've made there. Once again, they've been really appreciated. We've done lots actually, but there's the people we've used. Instant Image, they've done a great job. Now this is our switch off campaign with the posters, which we've got approval now to use, and they're going to go at the other crossings as well. And here we have our VAS sign. We thank Essex County Council and Goggin for the fact we're going to have another one. This is the one that was donated to the council. So that gives a little overall view, and I think that's enough of reporting from the year. So I'm going to go to the next item on the agenda, which is a very important item because we're talking about the awards to volunteers. So I'm going to just go through the names of those that I have on my list. I hope it's the same list as the clerk has got, otherwise there's going to be different. Anyway, we start off with, these are the ones that will receive a certificate award. Wendy Bates, Autumn Centre. Andrew Barker, P3 Volunteer, Autumn Centre, Cocaine's Wood. John Stimson, Neighbourhood Plan and Autumn Centre. Dave Wendon, Neighbourhood Plan, Gardening and Lunch and Club. Hilda Newbold, Neighbourhood Plan. Jill Morris, Neighbourhood Plan. Brian Martin, who has worked for Playing Field. Russell Pugh, worked on the Pavilion and Playing Field. Andy Smith, for the time he devoted to pavilion heating and ventilating. Cherry Watson, the Railway Community Garden and the Phone Box Library. Martine Ward, who's an Elmstead Parish Councillor, for litter picking, station adopting, and she's still a COVID community aid volunteer. Bev Wigley, gardening and station adopting. Chris Lonson, community building maintenance and village hall maintenance generally. Daisy Moore, organising station garden events. Ben Spencer, organising station garden events. Linda Hockett, litter picking. Sharon Perfect, litter picking and station doctor. Clive Harwood, gardening volunteer, litter picking and luncheon club. Karen Beale, gardening volunteer. Sarah Hannon, gardening and station doctor. Russell Milburn, village hall work, football club and Elsa Fate organising group. David Ginn, community COVID aid. Jan Stewart, Ukraine refugee fundraiser. Lynn Watson, Ukraine refugee fundraiser. Ian Finch, community COVID aid. Roger Palmer, working station garden. Adrian Cavell, who's providing music at community events in the village. Hayley Milburn, for a work with the Oldford Advertiser. Jane Lee, this is a posthumous award for her work with Community COVID Aid and her work with the Village Hall Committee. Heidi Holman, Community COVID Aid. Andrea Munson, Community COVID Aid. Theresa Cox, Community COVID Aid. Sean Davidson, Community COVID Aid. Ian Dimmock, Community COVID Aid. Cheryl Taylor, Community COVID Aid, and Alison Wade for her work with the station community event. So we've got 36 awards to give out. Do you know what, there's probably more, but they're the ones that we've brought to our attention. So it's quite amazing to have so many volunteers in the village. that's it, basically, as far as the agenda is concerned. But we now go on. Does anyone in the audience scattered here today wish to speak? No. We have no takers. In that case, has the clerk anything they'd like to raise at this juncture before we close the meeting?
There is nothing additional to raise, Councillor.
Thank you for this gathering for the annual parish meeting. The meeting is now closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you.